It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the book of John up to this point in chapter 21, we've seen fishermen who fished all night and they didn't catch anything, and we saw how that the Lord had been on the shore and he spoke to these men, these fishermen. He told them to cast their net to the right side of the boat and that they would catch fish. And of course, we know that by reading the scripture that they did catch many fish. In fact, there were so many fish in the net that they could not bring the net into the boat. They ended up dragging the net to the shore behind the ship. And as they, of course, behind the ship means that they were dragging the fish in the net in the water. And then they would get out evidently and drag the net onto the land. Well, the fishermen did get the land. And we see in verse 9 that it says, as soon then as they were come to land, something happened here. They saw something. And they were come to the land. They saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. You notice here that Jesus did not need the fish they had caught. He had already laid some things on the coals there. He'd already cooked breakfast with fish, and he also had bread as we study the scriptures. And verse 9 tells us that. And verse 11, Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Well, this tells me, and we can look at it like this, I believe, that when we see souls saved, we're doing what God wants us to do. Now, Peter was showing the Lord the fish, I believe, here. He was showing him that what the Lord had told them to do, that they had done it, that they followed his directions. And because they followed his directions, there were many fish within this net, and it even tells us how many fish were there. And I believe that as we look at this, we can see that when we do what God wants us to do as saved people, there's going to be success. And sometimes we don't understand, we don't see this success right away, but sometimes we do. But as we follow the Lord in his direction, there will be success. And we see that as these fishermen listened to the Lord, there was success. And notice here it says that Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fish. Well, he showed the Lord. He was showing the Lord the net, because the Lord had said, bring the fish. Let me see the fish. Well, one of these days, we're going to be with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I believe those individuals, those people to whom we have witnessed to, those people who have come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, I believe that that is going to be one of the areas of rejoicing when we're able to present those individuals to the Lord. And it's not a matter of bragging. It's a matter of saying, Lord, here are the people that you have saved that I've been privileged to witness to and tell them about you. Here they are, Lord. And just as Peter drew that net to the land and he brought that net forward showing how many fish were in that net, I believe that we too will be able to tell the Lord, these people are yours. These people have been won by your shed blood on the cross of Calvary. And Lord, thank you so much for allowing me to be able to worship you, and Lord, to help other individuals know you as Lord and Savior. I believe that that may take place when we get to heaven. There's so many things that we can think about that's going to be a blessing to us once we get to be with our Savior. And these men who had been fishing, they were now with their Savior personally, and they were there. And Simon brought these fish to him, and he showed the Lord, I believe, the success that they had had by following his direction. We need that success in our Christian life today. Success because of what Jesus has instructed us, how he's told us that as Christians, the way that we are to conduct ourselves as Christians and what we are to do as saved people. Well, notice here in verse 12, Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Well, they recognized the Lord. And I think back once again as we look at the book of John, how that Mary had been in the garden, and she thought that Jesus at that point was the gardener. She thought that he or someone else had taken the body of Christ out of the tomb and had taken the body somewhere. And she told Jesus, who she thought was the gardener at first, she said, if you've taken the body, where is he? That, you know, where is the Lord? And Jesus said, Mary. And immediately Mary recognized the Lord Jesus Christ. She recognized him because he called her by name. And the Bible teaches us that the Lord knows us by name. He knows who we are. He knows where we're at all times because he is God. And especially, he is our Savior. Well, these men that we're reading of here, they knew the Lord. They heard him speak. And once again, as we look at this, they recognized his voice as they heard him speak. And the apostles spoke to him, and he knew them. He knew every one of these men by name because he was their Savior. And he knows every one of us who name him a Savior. He knows every one of us by name. He knows who we are, and he knows what we're doing for him, if we're serving him or if we're not serving him. And my encouragement to you today is, do the work of the Lord. And sometimes it gets lonely because some people, they simply do not like us as saved people. They do not like us doing what God wants us to do. And that is something that the Bible teaches us, just as our Lord was spoken against while he was on this earth. People will speak against us. But thank God, everything we go through here, it's worth it all because we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It's worth it all because we're serving God. We're doing what he wants us to do. Verse 12 again says, Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord, they recognized him, just as Mary had recognized him in the garden when he spoke to her. And he said, Mary, and she immediately knew that it was the Lord, and so did these men. Verse 13, Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. Now there's no doubt in my mind that, as the Bible teaches us, that these men were present at the Lord's Supper, what we call the Lord's Supper, just before he was crucified. He instituted his supper, and we know that as communion. We know that as the Lord's Supper. We take the bread, and we take the juice. And the juice, of course, is a representation of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The bread is representation of his body. It was not the body was broken, but no bone was broken. And the Bible teaches us that as often as we do that, as often we take of the juice and the bread, then we are showing the Lord's death till he comes. And it even goes further than that. We're showing that the Lord is alive, and he has instructed us to do this, to observe what we call and what the Bible talks about, the Lord's Supper. Well, here we see the Lord is inviting these men to come and dine, and I liken this to breakfast. It was early in the morning, and Jesus said, come and dine. And I believe that they remembered back of the Lord's Supper when he took bread and broke it, and he gave the cup to them. He says, drink, and they drank. Well, now they've come to this place where they had fished all night. They were tired, and the Lord had performed a miracle here by telling them, cast your net to the right side of the ship, and they were not able to bring the fish into the boat they were in because there were so many of them. They ended up dragging that net behind the ship, behind the boat, and then they brought it onto the land. And notice in verse 14, this is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So they had seen Christ before. They knew that he was alive. They knew that he had resurrected from the dead. And that's what this verse says here, after that he was risen from the dead. Jesus Christ rose from the grave. He is alive today. And because he's alive, we can live, and we do live as saved people. But the person who's never trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior, they too can live if they will simply trust him and ask him to come into their heart. If you've never asked Jesus to save you, you may be thinking, well, save me from what? Well, the Bible teaches us that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Jesus wants to save you from hell. He wants to save you from a life wasted. He wants you to be able to serve him while you're here on this earth. Our life is, for the most part, a lot of times wasted because we don't live for Jesus Christ. We're not saved, and therefore we cannot serve him. Well, I thank God that I am saved, and many of you who are listening are saved, but there may be many others who are not saved who needs Jesus as Savior. Well, heaven to gain, hell to shun. That means that you can go to heaven or you can go to hell. And the Bible tells us that you don't have to wait to be condemned in order to be have hell in front of you. You don't have to wait to be condemned. The Bible says you're condemned already because you have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You have not believed in Jesus Christ. Now, let me qualify that. You may believe that there was someone born many years ago, and we celebrate his birth at Christmas time. But do you really know him? Do you really know Jesus Christ? Well, the Bible teaches us that there's many people who know about Jesus Christ, but they've never accepted him as Lord and Savior. They've never asked him to come into their heart. They've never said, Lord, I'm tired of going my way. I want to go your way now. I want to see you one day in heaven. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I ask you to come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Lord, I'm sorry for the sin that's in my life that's been there, Lord. I want you to save me and take that sin away. Well, the Bible teaches us that when we trust Jesus as our Lord and Savior, the sin that has been in our life, that the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that sin is taken away completely, never to be remembered again, past, present, and future. The Bible teaches us that once we trust Jesus as Lord and Savior, we have eternal life and we're on our way to heaven. And one of these days, we're going to be with the Lord once again, those of us who have trusted him as Lord and Savior, and we're going to have a great supper with him, the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're going to be invited to come and dine, just as these men were invited to come and dine on that shore. As they had fished, caught nothing, Jesus had the dinner or the breakfast ready for them. And just as he had that breakfast ready for his disciples, he has a supper being prepared for us who know him as Lord and Savior, the marriage supper of the Lamb. And I pray that you'll be ready for that. And the only way that you're going to be ready is to right now trust him as your Lord and Savior. Tomorrow may be too late.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.